Jack and News, trending now, trending now.
On the roads, there's been an accident in Midrand on the N1 South before the Buccleuch interchange. It is affecting the traffic heading towards the scene all the way from the Bedford View side. Slow moving traffic as well in Pretoria due to an early accident on the N4 Emalahleni Highway West just before the N1 Highway.
The case against three suspects accused of theft at President Cyril Ramaphosa's Phalaphala farm has been postponed to the 28th of May, this now for a regional court date, and the Pretoria Magistrates Court has sentenced a 25-year-old man to 15 years in prison for the robbery and assault of paramedics last year. Moving abroad, authorities in the Ukrainian capital of Kyiv announced that it will evacuate two hospitals fearing Russian attacks. It follows the circulation of an online video claiming that the buildings host military personnel, alleging that their presence would make it a legitimate military target. According to authorities, one of these facilities is a children's hospital. I'm Marlina Fischer, more news at 5.
Well, there's a lot of URC action to look forward to, starting with the Vodacom Bulls. Their captain, Alrik Lowe, will notch up his 50th cap in the URC when they take on Ospreys at Loftus tomorrow. The match will also see Yanis Kirsten make his return off the bench, having rejoined from Exeter Chiefs. And as expected, Chris Smith replaces the suspended Johan Huesen at fly half. Kickoff is at 3 tickets from 50 Rand. Down the N1, Jordan Hendrickson will earn a 50th cap for the Emirates Lions in their URC match against Munster. They've kept the changes to a minute from the side that beat Leinster last weekend, and they'll get going at 5 o'clock. The Stormers take on Leinster in Cape Town after 7. Brock Harris earns a monumental 150th Stormers cap. That all gets going tonight, though, for the local sides, with the Sharks away to the Scarlets at 25-9. Do or die for Mamelodi Sundowns tonight. The league champions are in a massive clash against Tunisian side Esperance. They'll be aiming to overturn a 1-0 deficit in the second leg of their CAF Champions League semi-final. They'd lost their first one in Tunisia. Kickoff is at 8 o'clock. And Bayern Munich boss Thomas Tuchel says he will not allow himself to be influenced by a petition asking for him to remain at the club. The petition calling for the 50-year-old to stay at the Allianz Arena has been signed by over 12,000 supporters. Bayern announced in February that Tuchel will leave the club at the end of the season, a year before his contract ends. I'm Colin Jinger, and that's your Jack of Sport.
It's The Drive with Rob and Roz.
Absolutely phenomenal.
Jacaranda FM.
Oh, she's sweet but a psycho, a little bit psycho. At night she's screaming, I'm on my mind, I'm on my mind. Oh, she's hot but a psycho, so left but she's right though. At night she's screaming, I'm on my mind, I'm on my mind. She'll make you curse, but she a blessing. She'll rip your shirt. Emotions. When she's mean, you know you love it. She tastes as sweet.